At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. The Dallas City Council has approved its first comprehensive housing policy. It's designed to address the shortage of affordable housing in the city and break up concentrations of poverty. The plan identifies neighborhoods that need the city's attention, and it provides incentives for developers to build more affordable housing in those areas. Councilmember Kevin Felder worries the plan won't do enough to confront gentrification, a problem that could intensify if more companies relocate to Dallas.
We have to think beyond what happens at City Hall and think out into the future. We're not doing that. Affordable housing is critical for relocation in all areas of the city.
Other council members acknowledge the housing plan isn't perfect, but they say it's a good first step toward addressing rising home prices and property taxes and concerns about income segregation. Here's Mayor Mike Rawlings.
This is a very important day to show that government works in America, and we can take complex issues and get 15 of us in a place where we think we can move forward. This is just part of the solution. Several of you have mentioned that. There are places in the city of Dallas that the blight is still there. The needs are great.
The city council plans to review the housing policy every 18 months. The Fort Worth School District is looking for new teachers, and as KERA's Eric Austin reports, the district is setting its sights to the north, across the Red River.
Fort Worth ISD has placed red billboards across Oklahoma, in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Norman, and Stillwater. They declare, "Your future is in a Fort Worth classroom." The signs also promote the $52,000 starting salary for new Fort Worth teachers. That's about $20,000 more than current starting salaries in Oklahoma public schools, although state lawmakers are giving teachers raises. Oklahoma teachers walked out of their classrooms last month to protest low pay. Fort Worth school officials say during the walkout, teachers demonstrated passion and concern for children, and those are attributes the district says it wants in its teachers. Eric Austin, KERA News.
Three bikers have been indicted on murder charges stemming from a 2015 shooting involving police outside a Waco restaurant. Today's indictment marks the first murder charges in the case, and it comes just 8 days before the statute of limitations runs out. More than 20 other bikers were reindicted on new charges ranging from rioting to tampering with evidence. Police arrested nearly 200 bikers following the shooting at a Twin Peaks restaurant. Police arrested nearly 20, that left 9 people dead and 20 injured. For many of us living in America today, it may feel like the country has never been so divided. Presidential historian John Meacham argues, though, this current climate of political partisanship is nothing new. Today on Think, he talked with Chris Boyd about other trying times in American history.
46 U.S. troops died every day in 1968. 46 combat deaths. It was a year that began with Tet. President Johnson gets out of the race on March 31st. Dr. King is murdered on April 4th. Senator Kennedy is murdered the first week of June. My God, it felt as though the country was going into revolution. And yet, somehow or another, in this moment, people tend to lose that perspective and think it's never been worse. Now, I want to be very clear about something. Just because things have happened before doesn't mean they're not happening now. And we should not allow ourselves to relax because things have come out the other end well. Quite the opposite. We have to get to work.
John Meacham's new book is called The Soul of America, The Battle for Our Better Angels. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Early voting starts Monday for the primary runoff elections on May 22nd. Republican Congressman Joe Barton is retiring after 34 years in the House. He announced he wouldn't seek re-election after a nude photo of him circulated online. 16 Democratic and Republican candidates ended up campaigning for the open seat in the 6th Congressional District, and there will be runoffs this month for both parties. Tomorrow night, we'll have a story on the Republicans. Tonight, we'll focus on the Democrats. In the March Democratic primary, Ruby Faye Woolridge came out in the lead, but just barely. 19 votes separated her from Jana Lynn Sanchez. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports.
Ruby Faye Woolridge has been a teacher, a counselor, and is a longtime activist from Arlington.
Everything I do is from that philosophy of do all the good you can for all the people you can in all the ways you can.
Woolridge moved to Arlington in 1984. That's the same year that Republican Joe Barton was first elected to Congress, and he's represented the district ever since. Woolridge ran against him in 2016 and lost by 20 points, but she says this year is different. The seat is open, and the district is ready for a Democrat.
It's an old saying that everything reaches its own level, right? You only get so much water in a glass before it spills over. I think we're at the spilling point with his philosophy and with the Republican philosophy.
Woolridge knows the district well. She has connections in Ellis and Navarro counties from her last run, but much of the effort of her campaign, she says, is focused on Tarrant County. She points to a map in her campaign headquarters to explain.
This is 70% of the vote.
Oh, wow.
In this one little section right here in Tarrant County, okay?
So it's Arlington, Fort Worth, Dalworthington Gardens, Pentego.
There, it's Kennedale right here. It's Mansfield. It's Grand Prairie. And it's a little tiny bit of Everman.
Both the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and the Dallas Morning News endorsed Woolridge in the March primary. So did much of the local Democratic establishment. On policy issues, she says universal health care is a top priority, and she wants to foster more apprentice programs and raise the minimum wage. But she says if she wins, her first days in Washington will be more practical.
Getting to understand the role that I'll be playing, getting to meet people with like-minded philosophies, whether they're independents, Republicans, or Democrats.
Oh, here comes someone. I see someone.
Across town in South Arlington on a sunny afternoon, Woolridge's Democratic competitor is knocking on doors.
Hi, I'm Jana Lynn Sanchez. I'm running for U.S. Congress. I'm in a runoff on May 22nd.
Jana Lynn Sanchez is a former journalist and public relations consultant who grew up in Waxahachie, the granddaughter of migrant Mexican workers. She spent most of her adult life away, but came back in 2014 to take care of aging parents. She says she was shocked by the 2016 presidential election.
And I felt I had to do something to stand up and be part of fixing the country. Like, how did we get to this point? Why did people start hating each other like this?
Still, when a friend suggested that she run for Congress, she laughed. Then she started doing research.
I looked at all the numbers, what people had raised in the past, what kind of campaigns they ran, what kind of messaging they had put together, and I felt that I could do it better.
Sanchez says even though this seat has been held by a Republican for decades, Democrats should be able to win it, but they haven't done enough in the past. A visit with one voter on his doorstep drove her point home. He votes regularly, he said, and has lived in the district for decades.
Have you ever had a candidate come to your house before?
No.
How many years have you lived here?
Shoot, since 80. Well, I've been here since 2002 at this house.
Sanchez raised more money than any Democrat running for the seat since 1984. Twice what Woolridge has, including from national progressive political action committees. If she gets to Washington, Sanchez says she'll focus on bread and butter issues.
People are very concerned about health care, they're concerned about education, they're concerned about immigration, and they're concerned about good jobs, you know. It's one thing for the employment rate to be low. It's another thing for people to be able to make a living and afford health care and afford everything they need in order to have a good living.
The question now is who Democrats will pick on May 22nd and if they'll show up in large enough numbers to win next fall. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
There's also a Republican runoff in the 6th Congressional District. We'll hear from candidates Ron Wright and Jake Elzey tomorrow night during All Things Considered. Early voting starts Monday. Election day is May 22nd. In the weather, breezy with clear skies right now across North Texas. Tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Right now, it's 88 degrees in Dallas and in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.